think maybe the understatement of our generation would be that we live in difficult times. It seems that not only today, but throughout our history, we can always pride ourselves in difficulty. And today we have a certain level, maybe certain things easier, but we have a fair share, if not an ongoing share, of constant difficulties, challenges. The world is certainly a very challenged place. It's almost too much of a pachad to think about. Eretz Yisrael has always been and continues to be terribly challenged. Many challenges that we're not even aware of. The world today is now facing a new challenge, which is really unprecedented. And the personal challenges, both in personal issues, emotional, psychological, and physical health issues, illness. The generation is very challenged. And the probably primary or most coveted goal would be to find a way to address these challenges and both to resolve as many of them as we can and to learn to maintain menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, tranquility in the process. I think that is a major goal, and that's a goal I think that today speaks to everybody. This is really the call of the hour. To be able to do something constructive, real, meaningful, and effective about the problems and the challenges that face us. And to be able to maintain our equilibrium and feel that sense of confidence in the future, peace of mind, ability to cope, no matter how difficult the challenging situation may be. And it's to that goal that I believe that today there is, and hopefully there will continue to be, an expanded interest in the age-old concept known to us in shorthand as bitochin. It's a very all-inclusive word which includes many different levels, many different emotions, many different realizations, but that seems to be the category. The word is called bitochin. Rashi in Parshas Bahar tells us on the posuk Vishavtem Lovetach, Lovetach, the Sherish meaning bitochin, and literally it's translated you will dwell in security. Bitachon is also security. And Rashi says two words, Sheloi Tidagu, you won't worry. It's the absence of worry. Ultimately, bitochon, the outgrowth, I would say, and the underlying emotion in all bitochon and in all levels and in all dimensions of it is shaloi tidagu, the absence of worry. Absence of worry, in and of itself, is an extremely desirable state of mind. Everyone knows that the number one killer in the world has, for long, and continues to be, stress. The stress that is just causes other inappropriate responses. There's stress that causes disease and illness. There's stress that causes the failures that we make on a human level and eventually leads to all type of terrible tragedy. And they say that that is, overall, the number one killer. And if we have a formula to get rid of stress, shaloi tidagu, they won't worry. No worry. No worry about anything. That would be in itself the greatest achievement. But bitochin means something else as well. And in the general sense, it means a trust in Hashem, to the extent that not only do I not worry, but I influence the outcome of my life's situations and challenges. Now, on two levels, that is the most attractive state of being that we can imagine. Nothing to worry about, no worry, no stress, stress-free living, and at the same time, an ability to influence the most pressing, the most difficult, the most challenging, the most painful situations that face us. So it's no wonder that this is something that's of great interest. We find, though, that even on a spiritual level, it's a very unique state of being. The Vilna Gaon writes in Mishlei, I believe it's in Perek Chof Hei, but I may be making a mistake about the Perek. He writes on the Posuk, it says, V'yosinu be'elokim kislom. And the Gaon writes as follows, and I quote, Iker nesinas ha-toiro li-Yisroel hu kedei she-yiftechu b'Hashem. The Iker, the essence, the main point of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisroel was that Klal Yisroel should have this sense of bitochon in Hashem. Hashem was very concerned about our state of being, our state of mind, our peace of mind, our stress reduction, very concerned about being able to grant to us our heart's desires and the resolution of our problems, and maybe even more so on a spiritual level, the essence of this combination is a sense of connection with Hashem, is a sense of dveikus, is a sense of relationship, is a sense of closeness with Hashem, which really is the ultimate goal and purpose of all of creation, and which entitles us to all of the brocha and all of the benefit and all of the schar that Hashem wishes to shower upon us, both in this world and in the eternal world beyond. So we're dealing with some very important issues. That having been said, there are many differences of opinion, if that doesn't surprise anyone, about exactly what this bitochen is all about. And personally, and you don't have to take my word for it, these differences of opinion are more an issue of different levels of bitochen rather than different explanations or interpretations of what it means and what it doesn't mean. On the surface, many people look at it and say, well, it means this, and it doesn't mean this, and it means something else. And you hear, and we could at some future date go into that. But basically, the upshot of it really is that there are many levels. And each level may be somewhat different from the other. But rather than being exclusive of one another, they're part of a progression, bringing us to higher and higher levels of bitochen. And so I thought for this evening, I would try to do as follows. I have something which I'll hand out after, because if you hand something out before, you lose your audience. You know, everybody's engrossed in the reading. But it's really just a summary of what we'll talk today. So I wanted to do two things. Number one, to discuss a number of levels of bitochen. Just have a general overview of the sugya, what we're talking about. And then some practical opportunities that we have to strengthen ourselves, at least to begin the process of strengthening ourselves to the eventual goal of, well, I guess now we've expanded the goal to three-pronged. Peace of mind and tranquility, menuchas hanefesh, fulfillment of our needs and desires, and a closer sense of connection and relationship and dveikus with Hashem. So that's really the goal. Now, it seems, and again, there's some maybe subcategories in between, but I believe that the various categories of bitochen can be broken down into five different categories. The first category is really very simple. And the difference between emuna and bitochen is very, very thin, thank you, in this category. The first category seems to be, the Chazon Ish describes it very, very succinctly, is ein mikra lefonov. There's no accidents in this world. Hashem controls everything. Hashem controls everything. Ein oid milvadoi, there's nothing besides him. Ein mikra lefonov. He's the koel yochol. The Chazal use a lotion, ein matzor l'Hashem ilhoishia. Nothing can prevent Hashem from performing Yeshua. He has no limitations. He's everything he controls, and there's nothing that he can't control. The total control of Hashem. Now, this is really the basics of Emunah, because that's basic Emunah. There's a God, there's a creator. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowledgeable. He's involved in everything. He controls everything. He's the Adon Olam, with everything that follows there. And this is the concept of Emunah. The Bitochen takes it and internalizes it into an emotional sense of, I'm not worried. I'm relying on him. There's no accidents. I shouldn't be concerned because he's in charge. He's in control. He takes care of everything. Brings a certain level of tranquility and menuchas hanefesh, and does present a certain level of schus for us to achieve that which we want to achieve in life, and of course brings us a step closer to Hashem. However, the level of menuchas hanefesh for many of us is not as strong as it might be, because it says nothing about what's going to happen. You know, I have issues in parnosa. I have issues in health. I have issues in family. I have issues in whatever the thing I'm worried about, concerned about. Or, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, minuch bitochon even helps for luxury. I have certain things. I have goals. I have dreams. I have desires. Now, I understand that everything is up to Hashem and a mikra lefonov, and there's nothing that anyone can do without him, and that he can take care of everything, and there's no such thing as an accident. All that is true. But that doesn't tell me I'm going to get what I want. That doesn't tell me I'm going to resolve my problem. That doesn't tell me I'm going to have the parnosa I want, and the refuah I want, and the yeshua I want, and the nachas I want, and everything else that I want. So it leaves me somewhat lacking in that sense of menuchas hanefesh. Well, let's go to the next level. Next level, you find this in the Rav Avraham ben Arambam. The Rambam's son wrote a sefer HaMaspik Lo'ivdei Hashem. And he starts there with a level that he calls kivui, hope. I'm not just sure that there are no accidents in this world, but I'm very hopeful that Hashem is going to help me and give me the thing that I desire, that I need, that I want, that I crave, that I pray for. I'm hopeful. I'm adamant in my hope. I'm stubborn in my hope. I refuse to give up hope. I don't know for sure what's going to be, but I'm very hopeful. And I won't give up hope. Now that is a step higher. That, number one, creates a greater sense of tranquility in menuchas hanefesh, because I'm hopeful. The first case, I don't know if I'm hopeful or not. I just know there's no accidents. There's no such thing as an accident, but I got no clue here. Well, I got a clue. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. Optimism gives a certain sense of menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, tranquility. Also, it brings me even a step closer to Hashem. Because not only do I know that he's in control of everything and there's no accidents, because I wouldn't be hopeful to him if I didn't think he could deliver and he was in control. But now I add to that sense of a mikra lefonov, that sense of I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic, I'm positive, I have positive feelings, I have good feelings about this. I really hope it's gonna happen. I'm not gonna give up. And that buoys one's spirit to feel much more menuchas hanefesh. And it's a greater schus, because not only am I aware that Hashem is no accidents, but I'm also very much connected with him in a positive sense, because I'm hoping. Hoping requires a recognition of Hashem's rachmonis. Hoping requires a recognition of Hashem's chesed, because I don't hope for benefit from a cruel and unkind person, a human being who refuses to give and wouldn't want to give and isn't generous and kind in giving. So I'm focused on those attributes. That brings me closer to Hashem as well. Third level. The third level, the Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam calls Bikush. This one is a little hard. I don't know if I get it clearly, but I think what it is it's like awareness of Hashem's control, no accidents. Add to that this positive hope, this kivui, and then one more step. I'm mevakesh. I ask him. I communicate with him. I talk to him. I influence him. I have an enhanced level of confidence because not only do I know that there are no accidents and do I know that I'm hopeful to him, but I have his address. I have his email address. I have his phone number. I have his private line. I can connect to him. I know where to turn. And that elevates me even more because not only am I aware that he's in control, not only am I hopeful, but I know I'm doing something about it. I have something to do about it. I can speak. I can talk to him. I can plead with him. I could maybe sometimes even demand of him. Be careful with the demands, but I could speak. So that's a bikush, and that elevates me, and that's also a greater schus, because I am not only hopeful, but I'm really in contact. You know, hope is you're sitting there hoping. You know, hope could be a little distant, a little remote. It could be a little more, a little less, but I don't recommend. I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know. It's not for me to recommend. But Chini Hamagol, for example, if you remember the Gemara, had a very strong expression of his bikush. There was a terrible drought in Eretz Yisrael, and he comes and he says, he draws a circle. He's a big tzaddik. Draws a circle. And he says, Rabbeinu Shalalem, I'm not getting out of this circle until you bring rain. Starts little tipas, little drops of rain, not like today. And he says, I'm sorry, that's not what I had in mind. Starts a mabul like today. He says, sorry, that's not what I had in mind either. I want gishmei brocha. Not too much, not too little, just the right amount. I don't know if we should draw a circle and say, I'm not getting out of the circle until you give me. But we can handle with him. We can negotiate. We can talk to him. You know, sometimes you make deals with him, you know. You do this, I'll do this, you know. Do me this, I'll be your best friend, that kind of thing. Not like the guy that says, oh, me and Hashem, you know, we got a great relationship. I don't bother him, he doesn't bother me. You know, that's not the kind of relationship that this bikush is all about. Anyway, bikush. So that adds another dimension. I'm not only aware of his control and no accidents, I'm not only hopeful, but I'm actively involved and confidently that my involvement is appropriate because I know his address. I know how to reach him, I know where to reach him, I know how to talk to him, I speak his language. Then there are two more levels that are left. One, he uses the classical word, the general word of bitochin. Bitochin meaning taking this process to a level of surety. I am not only sure that there's no accidents. I am not only optimistic about the future. I am not only ready and willing to constantly negotiate with you and beseech you to help me, but I'm sure. Batuach. I know, I'm confident 100%. I know you're going to grant my wish. I know you're not going to let me down. That's very, very difficult. The lashonis, the language that he uses, is almost, not quite, but almost a language of prophecy. He says it's like something from within. It's almost like a prophetic feeling that comes. I just know he's not going to let me down. I just know. Something tells me. Something is a feeling. We could elaborate on this in a moment. That's already a very high level. And that, of course, brings great menuchas hanefesh, because I know for sure it's happening. That brings a great schus of of achieving what I want, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Meiri puts it in a very, very interesting way. He says, HaBoteach BaHashem Ein Toicheles Shaloi Nichzabo. One who puts that trust in Hashem, Hashem will not disappoint that hope. Another language David HaMelech uses, Elokai B'cho Botachti Aleivo Yisho. One who trusts Hashem, Hashem won't let him be embarrassed. It's very embarrassing to say, oh, I trust Hashem, I trust him, 100%. No, for sure. Where is it? I don't know. So be that as it may, it's a powerful schus to achieve. It seems on the highest level of surety, it's an assurance that I will achieve the result. Not just an optimism, not just a hope, not just a request, but even beyond a request. And it certainly brings a person very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Rav Meir Simcha writes in the Meshech Chochma that the source of the mitzvah of Bitochon, where do you find that mitzvah in the Torah, is from Uboy Sidbok, Dveikus Hashem. That's clinging to Hashem. The closest kesher, bond, relationship that a person can have with Hashem is through that sense of, I totally put my trust in you. Okay, so that's very high. There's one higher level. Because even on this level, it takes a while. It doesn't always happen on demand. And it can be a little shaky in the process. I have to constantly keep myself focused that it's going to happen. I'm confident. I'm sure. I never give up. And there are times when I lose that bitochen, and then I may lose the coveted results in the process. So it's still, we could maybe find a level of menuchas hanefesh that's even beyond that. It's a very high level. Remember what he calls it. Yeah. He uses the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, by David HaMelech in Tilim says, Chesed u'mishpot oshiro. On chesed, kindness, and mishpot, and on justice, din, I will sing shira. And Chazal, Darshan, the Gemara in Brocha says, al chesed oshiro, v'al mishpot oshiro. I will sing Shira, great praises of Hashem for his kindness, and same praises, Mishpat, for his justice, for his din, when he punishes, when he takes to task, when he holds responsible. Chesed Mishpat Hashira. That's a level that's way beyond most people. According to that level, when a tragedy strikes, we would really supposed to be making the same brocha as when we hear something good. Hateva Meitiv. And the only reason it seems in halacha that we don't is because we're not on that level. So we say, Boruch Dayan Ho'emes. We know that you're a true judge, but I can't feel the good in this. Forgive me, but I can't feel the good. The Hasidim have a very very beautiful knack for expressing sometimes sophisticated concept in a very simple story. And I think the story that they tell about Reb Zisha really underscores this concept. They say that they sent a delegation to this Reb Zisha to find out what does it mean rejoicing in suffering. Smeichim b'yisurim. And they went to wherever he was and they searched him and searched and finally found living there on the other side of the tracks in poverty, in a shanty. An old man comes out with ripped clothing and sickly, looked like he was mamish chalashing and suffering yisuri gehenim his whole life. And they say, they sent us to you to find out what does it mean, smecha b'yisuri. And he looks at them incredulously and he says, they sent you to me? Why would they send you to me? I never suffered a day in my life. See, if we're on that level, that to us, chesed and mishpat is the same, because it's all chesed. Hashem's mishpat is chesed too. You know why Hashem created the world with mishpat? Only one reason. To do chesed. Because that's the ultimate chesed. Because when I'm getting what I deserve, there's no namadi kisufa. I'm not embarrassed. I don't feel bad about it. I can appreciate it. I earned it. If he would just give chesed without earning, without mishpat, it's very nice, but I don't feel, I'm not worthy, I'm embarrassed. What are you giving to me? It's not coming to me. So everything about Hashem is chesed. But they have to be on that level to be able to appreciate chesed and mishpat in the same. That level says it makes no difference to me whether you kiss me or whether you slap me. Chesed or mishpat or shira, it's all the same thing. That's an extremely high level. It's the ultimate menuchas hanefesh. Reb Zisha had the ultimate menuchas hanefesh because it made no difference to him. He didn't know the difference. And it's certainly a schus and dveikus b'Hashem on the highest level that I appreciate Hashem's chesed, even when he does mishpat. But it may be something that for most of us, it's beyond our reach. So these are the general categories of bitochin. It's probably recommended, would certainly be a worthwhile recommendation, that one who wishes to achieve these levels should begin gradually, because it's a process. We have not yet discovered the button or the pressure point in the human being that you can press, and all of a sudden the human being has bitoch. We have no pills, we have no drinks for it, I don't think, you know. And it's a lifetime's work, but it's so worthwhile. It brings the ultimate menuchas hanefesh. It brings the greatest results to life's challenges, and it brings us closer and closer in the process to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Gives us that greatest sense of appreciation of our purpose in life. How do we go about achieving, or at least beginning the process of growth in this area? I'd like to make just a couple of suggestions, and then at the risk of getting involved in some complicated issues, I'd like to open up the floor for a little bit of discussion. We spend a good portion of every day involved in potentially bitochon strengthening activities. Truth be told, that all the mitzvahs that we do are expressions of bitochon. We say it every day in Ava Rabba. We say, Yachil Vavenu Lava Yerushimecho, Vloy Nevu Shloilam Voed, Kivashem Kodshecho Botochnu, Nogilov Nismucho Bishuo Secho. We're only talking about the mitzvahs there. We're not talking about bitochen. Torah says, a life of Torah and mitzvahs is a life of trust in Hashem. We're trusting Hashem that He knows what He's doing. He's going to give us schar, if that's our motivation. This is the proper thing to do. This is the purpose for which He created us, and so forth and so on. So a life of Torah and mitzvahs is a life of trust. Certainly in the olden days, today it's a lot easier when they had to close their shop on Friday afternoon when the busiest business day was on Shabbos. That's the greatest statement of trust. Trust Hashem will send me my parnosa because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But there are more direct, more graphic opportunities to strengthen bitochon. And they are to be found throughout the tefillahs that we say, the brochas that we say, the psukei de zimra that we say, and the shmon esrei that we say. All of the davening is full of opportunities to strengthen bitochon. I'd like to, and over here, this which I'm going to give, whoever wants can take one, there are just a number of psukim here that we recite every day, which if we pay attention to what they mean, they can strengthen bitochon. Agav, I just want to mention, it was just brought to my attention recently, and I'll tell you about the two things that it said, and I believe you can extrapolate from that to many other things as well. I was told that from various, early sources, that when a person has a tzora, and when he says in Shmon Esrei, ki lishu oscho ki vinu kol hayoim, ki lishu oscho ki visi, So it says, when we say those words, to for your Yeshua, we hope all day long. That's not every day, but all day long. And one thinks of the tzara that they have. That's a skula, a special schus for a Yeshua from the Tzara. And I think the reasoning is really very simple. Because when I think about what it means, I strengthen my bitochon. When I connect it with my Tzara, so I'm focusing that bitochon on the resolution of my Tzara. Same thing they say when a person says Oleinu and says V'yodata ayoy mashivo yisrael bovecho ki Hashem hu elokim mashamayim imal v'olos mitochas einoid. At that moment too, because when you're thinking einoid, einoid novadoi, there is nothing besides Hashem. And I connect with my Tzora. That's an inspiration to a greater sense of trusting and reliance on Hashem. And that becomes a schus for the resolution of my Tzora. And I believe that we have the right to assume that every posuk and every statement and every brocha that we say, which gives us an uplift and an appreciation and a closer connection to Hashem and appreciation of His chesed and of the relationship we have and of the state of mind of putting some level of trust in Him, that too can be a schus, because it is a schus. And when we're thinking of a tzora and we're focusing it on that tzora, it can certainly have an impact on giving us more bitochon in the face of the tzora that we face. I'd like to just, I don't know how much time we have, but to just give one example here, and then there are some others that you could look at here. And that is, we say every day in the end of the Hoidu, in Pesukei Zimra, V'ani b'chastecho botachti yogei libi b'shuasecho oshiro la'ashem ki gomel olai. Perek Yud Gimel, the end of Perek Yud Gimel in Tehillim. Dovid HaMelech was Adono Hashem tishkocheini netzach Adono tastir ponecho mimeni Adono oshis eitzlis benavshi. He's mamish in tzora. Ha'iro einai pen ishar hamoves. He's praying for his life. And then at the end of that particular kapitel, he says, "Vani b'chastecho b'tachti." I trusted in your chesed. Yogei libi b'shuasecho. My heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, in the salvation. Or shira l'Hashem, I will sing shira to Hashem, your praises. Ki gomal oloi, when in fact, after the fact, after you deliver that Yeshua. And it seems that Dovid HaMelech has really underscored here not only an opportunity to strengthen bitochen, but a definition of the process. The process of bitochen, I would say, the level that we described in, I guess, the fourth level, the next to the last level, which we called just bitochen. And what I mean is as follows. He says, I trusted in your chesed. Now here's a very important thing. Bitochen, let's take an example. Bitochen is a person needs a refuah. A bitochen that Hashem is going to give me the refuah. It doesn't start that way. On what basis? Yeah, bitochen Hashem is going to give you the refuah. Mechatesa. Maybe you don't deserve the refuah. How do you know? Where does that come from? You're being irrational. You're fooling yourself. And even logically, how could you be certain? You don't know. It's unknown. And so it doesn't start with the trust in the result. It starts with the trust in the chesed Hashem. V'ani, David HaMelech said, b'chastecho b'tachti. I have such trust in your chesed. Because I know you are kol kulcho chesed. Oilom chesed yibone, you only created the world to do chesed. And everything you do, hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv ki lo'ilom chastei, everything is ki lo'ilom chastei, no yisein lechem l'chol bos, you sustain the entire bria, mikarnei re'emim adei tzikinim, ki lo'ilom chastei. Because your chesed is forever, is eternal, is all over. So ani b'chastecho b'tachti. I'm so confident in your chesed, in your endless, in your effervescent, in your constant, in the depth and in the strength and in the continuity of your chesed. Yoge libi b'shuasecho. And the Ebenezer says, "Ulaman zeh bitochon." My heart begins to rejoice. In other words, I'm beginning to feel confident in the Yeshua, because of the extent that I have internalized your chesed. I am so aware, so emotionally filled with the realization of Hashem's chesed all over, and endless chesed, that just gives me that that feeling, that Yogi Li Bishua Secha, my heart's going to rejoice. It's not rational. I don't know. Maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe it's not going to be. But I can't imagine. Knowing the extent of his chesed, and I dare say, knowing the extent to which I want the coveted result, just something within me, almost prophetic, something within me just gives me that feeling. And that feeling is a much higher level of connection to Hashem. It expresses a confidence in Hashem. It inspires a tremendous menuchas hanefesh. It is maybe a greater level of dveikus because I am now counting on him with a surety that I only assured myself through the emotional development that he's not going to let me down. And therefore, I'm confident the Yeshua will come. Or Shiro Lashem, I will sing Shira. That's only Ki Gomel Olai. I will only sing Shira after the fact because the level of Shira, of appreciation of Hashem's chesed, that can only happen after he bestows it upon us. Even though I'm confident it's going to be, and I know the fullness of his chesed, but to really say Shira, that ultimate expression of my appreciation for Hashem, that for that I have to wait, Ki Gomel Olai. And that, I think, is one example. And if we say just that pasuk every day, and we say it with a, we pay attention to it, and we maybe sing it, I don't know, that helps sometimes for some people, but we really want it. I know I'm focused, I'm trusting in your chesed. I see your chesed throughout the world. I know you're all about chesed. I know the chesed you've done to me. My life has been so much chesed that just inspires me emotionally to feel. I got this sense, I got this feeling that you're going to do it again and not let me down. And that, of course, can bring one to a higher level of bitochen. And there are so many psukim like that. I think maybe we should leave it at this point. But that's the idea. The idea is that we want to inspire ourselves in every way possible. We want to strengthen our realization that there are no accidents in this world. When one pays attention to Hashgocha Protis, one gets that message. We want to strengthen our hope, never to give up hope, because there's nothing Hashem can't do, and he certainly wants to help us in every way possible. And then we want to strengthen it to the extent that we could really feel that sense of confidence. And then life will be easier. Menuchas HaNefesh, stress will be reduced. And Be'ezer Hashem will be able to be Zoiche to those Yeshuas that we so direly hope for and pray for. I know that's a lot, and it's really just a little. It's just the beginning, not even a scratching the surface. But if we have a few moments,
Are you setting yourself up if you're so sure that you have such a tefillah, that you're so sure that you're going to get what you're requesting, and if you don't?
Well, what do you think the answer to that is? Well, no, that's already taking you to another level. I would say as follows, and thank you for reminding me, because I usually don't do this as an overview, and every time I mention that level of bitochen, I have to tell the following story. So you really did me a very big service. It would be a disservice on my part had I not told it. The story is told from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter about someone came to him, and he needed 10,000 rubles, whatever it was, the currency, and he's very important this day. He tells him, buy a lottery ticket and have bitochen 100% that you're going to get to 10,000. Gets a few months go by and he's bitochen, gornish. Comes back to Rabbi Yisrael, says, I have bitochen, but it doesn't work. What are you telling me? He says, you still have bitochen 100%? He says, yeah, 100%. He says, will you sell me the ticket for 5,000? He says, yeah, sure. You're fooling yourself. So we have to be very careful. This level, this higher level of bitochen, where I'm sure, is a very difficult. David HaMelech probably worked on himself. First of all, he was coming from a situation of desperation, which he says in Kuf Mem Beis, he says, Habet Yomin Reve Eini Makir. I look to the side, there's nobody who recognizes me. Ein Deirish Lenafshi, nobody even asks about me. And the Radak then says, adds one word, Lefikoch, Zoakti Elecho Hashem. I cried out to you and I said, you're my place of salvation. You're my place of refuge. What do you mean? David HaMelech was running away. Shaul was coming after him. He's hiding in a cave. And he says, if there would have been a little old lady out here who was asking, Vos mach David Leint, you know, how's he doing? Then already he wouldn't have been able to call out to Hashem like that. Sometimes it's the desperation that gives us the catapult, the strength, to be able to reach that level. It's not a level that we reach every day. But let me share with you some good news about this. It seems clear from many sources, and if we're able to continue, we can study some of these sources inside, that kivui, the hope level, is also a level of entitlement. If you even listen to the Lashon of the Meir, he says, Habotech b'Hashem, Ein toicheles. Toicheles is one of the. There are four languages of hope: yichul, kivui, tzipui, and chikui. And those are hope. They're all different forms of hope. And he says his hope will not be disappointed. So there's even a power in hope. When a person adamantly, stubbornly refuses to give up hope. But refuse to give up hope doesn't mean that, oh, the first little negative report I get, then I just, I'm bent out of shape. No, I'm not giving up hope. I don't know what's going to be, but it's almost as if I keep hoping long enough that that's what's going to be. If I never give up hope, that's what's going to have to happen. And there is such a schus too. So we probably should start from the beginning. That's what I sort of suggested. Maybe I'll suggest it with a stronger suggestion now. We should start with the Ein Mikra Lefonov. Let's just get that straight. Let's just know there's no accidents. Let's just know that Hashem controls everything. Let's start identifying His Hashkocha Protis in our lives and seeing that He's in control of everything. Let's elevate that to a little bit of just more optimism and hope, and eventually, we can get to that. That level does exist, though. And it does exist. And there's one more thing that's good news. That level, I'm not expected to achieve that in the same absolute level that the Vilna Goin did, or the Rambam did, or Hillel did. I'm only expected to achieve it on my level, which makes it a little bit easier, or a lot easier also. So each one of us, and we have had, many people tell a situation. People tell me stories all the time. I became a repository of a lot of these stories. And people tell me, I was sure, I just knew. I refused to give up. So, it's for real. Anything else? I have all night, I would just very briefly, that opens up another discussion. First of all, just on a very simple level, if Hashem decides that when I put my trust in Him, He will deliver for me, then He could, even though it's not the best thing for me, make it the best thing for me. So, Ein Matzor LaHashem Elohi Shia, there's nothing holding him back, and anything he will do will only be for the best, because if it's not for the best, you're right, he won't do it. He'll make it for the best, that's number one. Number two, for most of us, it is advisable that the bitochen not be on the specific deal, or specific shidduch, or specific, but the bitochen could be on, I do need parnosa. I have to take care of problems. We do need refuah. These certain things, we need them. This is what we need. And we have every right to need these things. The things that are, for example, I like to say to people, Hashem answers the tefillah is called Avodah Shebalev. He answers what's in my heart. I asked Him, please let this deal go through today. In reality, He read those words, please let me make money. And He knew if this deal goes through, you're not going to make money. So He won't let it go through, and He'll get you a better deal that you will make money. So, so there is a lot of truth to what you're saying, but there is another aspect to it also. One can influence that, and especially, you know, there are certain things in life where I know I really can't. I mean, listen. I mean, see, there's another. That's why I said that it's complicated, because there's another dimension. The Chavis Halavovas interestingly says that if the person who has Bitochon Hashem, one of the criteria that he has to have is that if Hashem doesn't deliver, he's willing to accept it too. If you have Bitochon, it's going to happen. So what are you talking about? What kind of criteria is that? The Teretz is that even on the level where a person can be sure that Hashem will deliver for him, he has to have part of him that says, and if not, Lu Yitzur, theoretically, I could take it also. Otherwise, you're not really relying on his kindness. Because if you were ultimately confident in his kindness, then the fact that he doesn't deliver would just be another expression of his kindness. So it's listen, this stuff is very complicated, but it's very worthwhile. Because every time we pay attention to it, every time we address it, every word we think about it, every pasuk we say with a little bit of it strengthens it, and it's a lifetime effort. But it's precious. It's precious in the Menuchas HaNefesh. It's precious in its ability to help things in life for us. And it's precious into that sense of connection that we feel with Hashem, which is, I guess that's also part of the Menuchas HaNefesh, but it's like, it's a different world we live in. Okay.